This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Some families in San Diego know what it means to live at each end of the income divide. Clifford Fleischmein and Dee Dee Varner went from being in the 1% to living just above the poverty line. He's an independent IT consultant, and over the past decade, his clients outsourced most of his work overseas. Now his family of five is living on the edge, and every money decision comes with the risk of falling below the line. But in the family's home, you can still see vestiges of a formerly comfortable life, like an organ that son Ryland plunks away at in a side room.
Which one are you going to play? Can you tell us the name and who wrote it?
Stuttgart.
Basically, we went from living at about $250,000 a year to just now I'm barely making $36,000, and that's a stretch and a squeak.
Once you lost the big client, that was the beginning of 2002. We took money out of savings because we thought that things would get better, but then no work really filled in.
Collectively, you take just a little bit at a time, think, well, next month will be a better month. And so you take a little bit more, and before you know it, oh my gosh, I got $80,000 in credit cards.
When we were cutting back, it was little stuff here and there. So we didn't go places, we didn't renew our zoo passes. The big things like insurance, we had to stop doing.
While we've had good health and stuff, you don't know what's promised tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to have a car accident, some jerk's going to run into you and throw you in a situation where, gosh, you'd rather be dead than alive because what it's going to cost you, it's only going to take one catastrophic event, and we won't be able to keep up with it.
You know, people say, so is Kyle driving yet? He's 17. And I'm like, absolutely not. If he were to have an accident, which statistics indicate he's likely to have, then it would ruin us.
The children have learned how to live comfortably with little means. If you see how some of their friends get to live, they go more places, they do more things, they all have cell phones. See, our family, we don't have cell phones.
I know a lot of the kids at my school, they all go to Disneyland together a lot. And they're always like, oh, Heidi, come on, come with us. And I'm like, have fun, you guys, take some pictures, let me know what it's like, but I can't go.
So this is where they practice harps.
Surely someone's going to hear this and they're going to say, well, how could this family who's so poor or struggling have harps because they're not inexpensive? And the answer is, certainly we don't have any money to pay for college, but Heidi can go play for a wedding, play for 90 minutes, earn $250. Would I want to ask her to go become a waitress somewhere for minimum wage when she could do that?
When I went to apply for food stamps, oh my gosh, my eyes are getting crossed after, you know, 10 pages, and you have to submit all these different forms, and if you don't have this kind of form, you got to get that kind of form, and because he's self-employed, we're in a different category, and so I just canceled the interview because I was afraid they were going to, you know, accuse me of fraud.
It's scary, but, you know, you can't allow yourself to be consumed with fear because it'll disable you. You have to try to get up each morning, really put yourself together, like, I got some place to go. You got to try to go through doors and try to find opportunity. And sometimes you get a little bit, and the rest of the time you got to go home and just sit down with your wife and say, what do we have for vegetables and noodles tonight? You know, we don't have meat and stuff around here because we can't afford that kind of good stuff.
We have tried very hard not to feel victimized. It's an easier way to go because there hasn't been a real clear way out. But nonetheless, you know, if you want to be normal, you can't be a victim.
It's just, you can't feel better by envying someone else's prosperity. I think the real joy of life is learning how to be joyful with what you've got.